Yeah, so, hi. My name is Harry Jackson Toichiri, and I'm a host of Rant of a Nigerian Youth. I have been away for a very long time. Nigeria has Nigeria'd me, in the sense that I've been, you know, hella busy, caught up with a lot of stuff, gone through the motions, been heartbroken, suffered, went through the anxiety breakdown, trying to figure out who I am, went through identity crisis as one, and then really, at the end of the day, I found myself in Christ. I mean, at the end of the day, that's like the full narrative. But heck, my opinion is me, so, I mean, I'm not trying to shove down my relation, my religion down your throat, or, you know, try to make you be nothing else than me. So I fell in love with myself during the process of all of that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just found out that this is who I am. This is my reality. This is my identity. And I can't run away from it, no matter how hard I try. And yes, I tried. I mean, I tried to run away from all of that because I'm like, yeah, I'm sure I'm tired. Nigeria can do what Nigeria will do. We'll just figure out what we want to figure out. But I'm a Nigerian, and at the end of the day, I still breathe and, you know, still thrive and still try to be better than the expected narrative, you know. I still try to fall in love with good music, fall in love with good people, want to do food. I mean, travel and just explore and experience a lot of things. But heck, I'm back here and, you know, wanting to deliver amazing good news and, you know, talk and vibe. This is not just it's not like your regular episodes. Today I'm just vibing. I just want to chill and basically just talk about the state of the economy and a lot of things that's basically growing up. And then, yeah, cryptocurrency one time gave me a heart attack when the Bitcoin was coming down. But yes, it's on a steady rise now. We are smiling to the bank on a regular. All of us that put our money in crypto. But then it's not too late to start. Yeah. And yeah, it's your host and Rant of a Nigerian Youth. My name is Harry Jackson Toichiri, and I'll be back after this short, tiny break. Listen and don't go away. Okay, so I'm back, and yes, like I said, Nigeria has been very, very Nigeria-y. A lot of my people don't japa. Everybody's traveling at the speed of light. Everybody traveling daily, and I'm still here trying to hold down the fort, believing in the Nigerian dream. Cause I mean, it's our narrative. We all believe in Nigeria as a country. We all believe in the ability to innovate. We are thriving. That's the most. The ones that are still, you know, consistently delivering value. And like I told my mentor the other day, my deepest desire, one of my number one goal, is to be one of the key marketing figures in the country. Yeah, I love marketing. I love communication. I mean, yeah, it's one of the things that kept me going. But yeah, I'm not here to talk about my love and all of that. I mean, if you wanna, yeah, you can always hit me up in the DMs. I'm ready to answer all the questions. But yeah, I mean, generally, election is starting very soon. And here is not me being political and all of that. But, I mean, the communications have been put out by a couple of some parties, and they've been pushing their agenda down our throat. But I'm still waiting for, I mean, the lots of us that fought for the NSAS movement to actually come out and say, oh, yes, this is the guy that we are pushing. Nobody said anything yet. And I'm like, okay, I mean, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for the end of the year the beginning of next year to start doing stuff? I mean, the whole thing is just building up a tribe movement around the whole, I mean, election narrative. If it's a topic or something that I want to talk about, I mean, it's just us taking one step at a time and putting our best foot forward and knowing that, oh yes, this is it, or this is what the people want. And, you know, let's have that discussion. We're not necessarily saying come out with a candidate. We just want us to talk about, okay, what are the things, what are the infrastructures that we're going to have to, you know, put into place to enable a smooth sailing discussion when that is about to start. But I mean, I've been busy trying to figure life out and, you know, try and make a living in Nigeria as it is. Dollar has been, you know, dollaring us and, you know, hitting us on a daily. But I mean, we're Nigerians. If you're not doing FX, that's Forex, so you're not doing, freelancer that get paid in dollars. I mean, every other thing, every other one of us that are still collecting Naira, we are sure fine. I haven't died yet. And as my pastor said, when dollar was 150, I still made money. And now it's 500. I'll make money in other ways. And when it was still 150, people were still broke. Now it's 500, people will still be broke. So it's all about the mindset. It's all about your reality. Whatever you want from life, it's what it becomes for you, really. I mean, that's one of the biggest things I realized this year. It's all in the imagination. That's the biggest nation you have. So what picture, what are the things that you are painting? What are the message you are, I mean, sending out to the universe? It will come. Just believe. Only believe, all things are possible. I mean, if faith is one of the biggest force on earth, most of the biggest innovations are birthed out of faith. I mean, you believe that this was gonna work up until the point that you went all in, you chased it with all you had at that time, and it became real faith. I mean, this is me digressing from the original topic. I was talking election here, and then here I am talking Facebook. I feel like there's somebody that needs to hear this. Like, bro, just only believe. Take the step, start the business, or send that proposal, compose your invoice, send it out, rewrite your CV. Really, just do something. For me, it was actually just positioning myself in the space that I wanted to go, and I just aligned myself with it, and I put myself out there. I mean, really, just put yourself out there. The only thing that can happen is you getting a rejection or getting a no, but it's not the end of the world. I mean, I am strategically and clearly chasing my failures daily, because I'm like, yo, bro, I fail forward. I learned a lesson. The reason why I failed is written there. I can go back and ask myself, okay, what did I do wrong then? And I can see it, and I ask myself, okay, what can I do better? And I'm better. I mean, yeah, the jam playing in the background right now, I mean, that's like one of my favorite jams at the moment. It has been doing wonders. I mean, the message is just beautiful. I wish I could just keep quiet for a couple of seconds so that I just vibe. But if you want to, I am going just to definitely give a credit in the description of the podcast. You can check it out there. And yeah, I mean, it's an amazing tune. I fell in love with a friend of mine, shared it on her IG stories, and that was it for me. So really, just faith. Follow your dreams, bro. Like, you only live once. I mean, the time is now. I tell people that the time, because there's a shift about to happen. The dispensation that we're going into is one for, I mean, technology is at the as it it's going to be driven by technology, and we need people that are definitely going to take actionable goals and steps to actually relieve and leave that reality. But it starts with taking the first step, and nobody's going to take it for you, because I mean, the world is yours. Like, you're literally a god. Like, you create your own reality. So man, until you take that step, so all of us could they wait for you. And then the holy book says the next expectations of the world is, I mean, we're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of light. Literally, I mean, your manifestation is tied to a lot of solutions. I mean, because every man, every person on earth is built with the ability to solve problems. So a lot of solutions are tied down in a lot of people's, but they didn't even believe that in themselves. They didn't believe in themselves enough to actually take the steps. So, I mean, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, really? I mean, the worst that can happen to you is you fail. And that's a lesson you learned. And then, but you did actually take the steps. So just take the steps, my brother, my sister. Take the step. This is me ranting on the Nigerian youth. I mean, this is me ranting. I'm just really telling you, just take that step, my brother. You know, hard. Like, literally, just take that step. Do what you gotta do. I mean, yeah, it might seem risky at first, but then if you do it so much, it becomes a part of you. I mean, it's just like, yeah, I mean, what gives? What gives, really? So, yeah, I mean, this is me, Harry Jackson, Twitch, and I'm your host and rant of Nigerian Youth. And today, I'm telling you to take those steps. You know what I mean? Take those steps, and at the end of the day, it will be worth it, believe me. And I'm here for the testimonies. If you listen to this podcast episode and you feel led to take those steps, my email address is harryjax@gmail.com. harryjax@gmail.com. Send me a mail. Let's talk business ideas. Let's talk the next step. Let's talk the next phase for you. I'm very open to my ideas. I'm a strategist by birth. I'm basically here trying to, you know, I'm here trying to inspire the next generation. I'm here trying to inspire the next guy, because my life, every single day of my life up until now, has been me taking outrageously crazy steps. And I haven't even gotten to, like, there are times when I'm like, I think that's a little too much for me now. Let me just take a chill pill. I'm gonna come back to it in like 2 months. And yeah, so but now I'm like, okay, now I did take the only thing that can happen to you is a no. So don't let that no hold you back. Take that step, bro. And believe me, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. And yeah, so this is me signing out and hoping that you enjoyed this very, very tiny episode. This is me just, you know, breaking the silence and, you know, suffocating the elephant in the room and telling you that I'm back. And episodes are going to be a whole lot better, more interactive, and I'm going to rant a lot, be a lot more vulnerable, because I mean, that's like one of the key things. We don't have a lot of people being vulnerable and just talking about the process. It's not easy, but then it's what we have to do. I'm here for you, I'm here for your journey, and I'm here to go all the way with you. Harry Jackson Twitchery, and I am signing out. Have an amazing day.